Welcome back to Hard Facts with Sandra Ezekwesili. This is the Glass Ceiling. Glass Ceiling. Hard Facts. Hard Facts.
Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. What should you know about miscarriages? On the Glass Ceiling, we discuss ways to destroy the invisible barriers, invisible obstacles that prevent women from achieving social, economic, cultural, and political equality in our society. We started a conversation about family planning some weeks ago that led us to today's topics, miscarriages. It's a conversation we started last week. I told you last week that John Hopkins' Manual of Gynecology and Obstetrics says that the miscarriage rate among women who know that they're pregnant is 10 to 20%, and it's higher across all pregnancies, 30 to 50%. So just like last week, we are going to talk about the nature of miscarriages, what causes them, how we can support the women in our lives who have been through them. And my guest from last week is back, Dr. Chibuki Aigwe. She is the facility manager at One Wellness Center. Dr. Chibuki, good to have you on the show.
Hi, good to be back again.
All right, welcome. Lagos, you can watch us live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. What questions do you have about miscarriages? Have you or a loved one experienced miscarriages? What do you think you would have needed? Now, this is a question that I didn't get to ask last week when you were here, but do miscarriages take a mental toll? Are they... did something serious happen to a woman who has a miscarriage, a couple who have experienced a miscarriage?
So there's no straitjacket answer because a lot of people's ability to respond to certain incidences or experiences in their life are largely happened on their personality type.
Okay.
However, majority of people, it does take a mental toll on them.
Mm-hmm.
But what is constant across all types of miscarriages is physical pain. Mm-hmm. And why I said it's not a straitjacketed answer is because I told you I had a personal experience where I talked about how my mom had miscarriages. And she kept on saying the worst part for her was not the thought of losing a child. And that's her personal experience. That was not the worst part because she didn't know the child. She wasn't super excited about the opportunity of having a child.
Mm-hmm.
But what was more painful for her was the physical pain she had to go through.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many other people like that, especially if getting pregnant is an issue, especially if your life's choices or your life's progression or your life's meaning is tied to a child, so you don't feel deflated. And you know, for like, I mean, in my facility, for any fertility journey you're going through, be it antenatal, be it IVF, be it IUI, we also would always run you through in a psychotherapy session, minimum of four, just to help you cope with whatever the result is. It could be positive, it could be negative, but that helps you cope, you know, with the results and all of that. Yes.
Okay. All right. So if you are the partner of someone who, of a woman who has miscarried, because right now only women can miscarry. If you are the husband of a woman who has miscarried, you are also dealing with the loss of a potential child, right? What's expected of you here as a husband?
So there are no expectations for husband or wife.
Okay.
The expectations are shared. So, and that's because the loss is shared, especially if it's in marriage.
Okay.
The loss is shared between husband and wife.
Okay.
So there's physical pain because even though the wife may get more physical pain because of the medicine of it all, the cramping and all of that, but the man, so if you have a wife who's physically in pain, who's crying from the pain, not even the mental part now, mm-hmm. and can't sleep and all of that. The man too cannot sleep now. Mm-hmm. You get what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that also exists. And then also the psychological burden of losing a supposed child. So it's shared. So what we keep on preaching is support,
okay.
physical, mental support. And, you know,
oh no, what did my tech team just do? My tech team just ended my meeting. All right, Lagos, if you have questions, please feel free to ask those questions on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is the glass ceiling. And, well, on the glass ceiling, we talk about the different ways that society gets in the way for women. And one of those ways can be, it can essentially be, what's the word I'm looking for now? It can essentially be when it comes to having babies, starting a family, etc., etc. That's, you know, some of the ways that it can happen, you know. And what we try to do with this segment on the show is just talk about all the different ways that women can work around these issues. Apologies about that, Dr. Aigbe. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So you were talking about the support that spouses can provide for their wives. And I was going to ask, what can that support look like? What does that support look like? What kind of care would be required here?
So encouragement. There's a lot of encouragement. A lot of encouragement needs to be shared between both parties, okay?
Okay.
I'm not a feminist.
Okay.
I believe that, this is my personal view, so mm-hmm. I believe that women are, should be pampered, should be cared for, mm-hmm. okay? So you would, a husband should be extra careful with his wife in those sensitive periods,
okay.
showing going out of their way to make their spouse happy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then that the onus doesn't also lie on the partner, also lies on extended family members, friends, all right?
Mm-hmm.
They need to also show emotional support and physical support. Mm-hmm. So go with your spouse for her checkups. Give her her favorite things. Her favorite things could be ice cream. It doesn't have to be big. Give her a foot rub. Get her a spa voucher. All the nice things. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And then I remember the last week when you were here, you mentioned that a history of miscarriage increases the probability of another miscarriage. Yes.
Yes.
So
I did say that.
You said that, yes. So if a woman has two or more miscarriages, could that point to any underlying health or fertility condition?
Yes, it definitely can. So first things first, like I mentioned, if you recall last week, I said that as a matter of habit, if you miss your period, mm-hmm. you should see your doctor.
Okay.
So if your period is as much as 10 days late, you should see your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way you're able to even peak early pregnancies. Okay.
Okay.
Now, that being said, if for whatever reason you have the first miscarriage, you have a second miscarriage, there's already a history.
Mm-hmm.
There's already something that your physician should do to prevent the third one from happening.
Mm-hmm.
And there could be underlying conditions like hypertension, hormonal imbalances, uncontrolled diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that, you know, the only thing that might not be in control of your clinical managing team might be chromosomal anomalies, right? And this happens quite a number of times,
mm-hmm.
and are a huge cause for repeated miscarriage.
Mm-hmm.
So yes.
Okay. All right. Lagos, if you have questions, let's hear them. Women, call us on 01-465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. You also mentioned last week that the father's age increases the risk of miscarriage. Tell us again what that's about, how that can happen.
Now, as the... So, prior to this time, till very recently, we've always said, see that men also have biological clocks, so they might not be as dramatic. By dramatic, I mean in a lady who is in her mid to late 40s, early 50s, she stops to ovulate, and so she stops to see her period. Mm-hmm. So there's a clear indication that, oh, this is the time her reproductive age has ended. Mm-hmm. But it's a little different for men, mm-hmm. right? Well, we can't see it mm-hmm. per se, mm-hmm. but we know that if you do a sperm analysis mm-hmm. from a particular man, mm-hmm. say man A. Mm-hmm. If you do a sperm analysis at age 20, you mm-hmm. do a sperm analysis at age 40, mm-hmm. and you do a sperm analysis at age 80, mm-hmm. you would have different
quality of sperm.
Quality and quantity of sperm. Mm-hmm. Sorry to digress. So, you know, you had talked about repeated miscarriage. It was something that I missed. And I think maybe last month when I was at the station, I had talked about, but I mean, since we're talking about repeated miscarriage and miscarriage in as a whole, I mm-hmm. thought it was important to mention. Restless incompatibility has been fingered to cause, you know, repeated miscarriages. I'd like to explain how that happens. So if you have a restless negative mother, so we're either restless negative or restless positive.
Okay.
Now, if you're restless negative and you have a restless positive husband.
Is there a smaller English word for restless so that we understand what you're saying? There's nothing.
So is a restless, the restless factor is, what I call it, some sort of protein, okay?
So that's the blood group?
It's not the blood. It's part of the blood group. It's not the blood group.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, where was I? If a mother, the mm-hmm. woman is restless negative, mm-hmm. and the father is restless positive, mm-hmm. and they have a child that is restless positive. Mm-hmm. That's the woman is pregnant, mm-hmm. and the child she's carrying is restless positive. Mm-hmm. Her first pregnancy, if the child or if the first child is restless positive, during when she's delivering that child, some of the neonatal blood, some of the baby's blood mm-hmm. can get into the mother's bloodstream.
Okay.
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 Now, when that happens, the mother starts to fight, the mother's blood forms antibodies against that baby's cell because mm-hmm. it's restless negative.
Right.
Okay, because the restless positive, I beg your pardon, there's some reaction that happens. But remember, the baby has already gone.
Right.
The baby has already been born.
Right.
So those antibodies are in the woman's bloodstream waiting for
the next
restless positive baby.
Right.
Now, once that restless negative baby comes, the mother's body antibody fights that baby out of the way.
Right.
Happens the first time, happens the second time.
Right.
So remember I said if you have... First and foremost, we ask you to see your doctor once you've missed your period. Mm-hmm. Second of all, if you're pregnant, if you've confirmed conception, because early confirmation of conception helps you date your pregnancy properly. Mm-hmm. Okay, it helps mm-hmm. you also plan for your pregnancy and delivery. Mm-hmm. So once that is done, you're able to even know what your blood group is.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Now, if you've had a previous miscarriage, your doctor can now double check your restless factor and your husband's restless factor.
Okay.
And preempt that this could be a reason for you to have had a miscarriage.
Right.
Now, if you do have an early antenatal or your doctor is able to, he can plan that pregnancy and delivery and say, okay, at this week this is your 24 weeks, so we're hoping that your body will not have expelled the baby. Mm. You will take an injection that will prevent your body from pushing the baby out.
Out, okay.
So you do not have a repeated miscarriage.
Okay. Okay. Now, are there other ways to prevent a miscarriage? So we've talked about the restless factor thing. Last week, you talked about, well, for Nigeria, stress means a different thing than for, say, people who live in the West. So, you know, first 3 months of pregnancy, take things as easy as you can. Yes. What are other ways? Are there other ways to prevent maybe a miscarriage?
Yes. So the prevention of a miscarriage is hugely and largely dependent on the cause of that of the miscarriage. Now there are chances that you can have four different miscarriages and you can have four different causes. You know, but oftentimes those causes are traceable. They are linkable.
Okay,
get what I mean.
Okay,
so it's if it's a physical cause where you have cervical incompetence. I know I took my time to talk about cervical incompetence last week.
Right.
If it was cervical incompetence, then you lock it up with what we call a cervical cerclage.
Okay.
Wasn't that restricted? Yes. Mm-hmm. If it's a fibroid, you repair, we take out that fibroid, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
And then if it's, restless incompatibility, mm-hmm. then we say, you take your Rogan, the injection.
Mm-hmm.
If it's uncontrolled diabetes or uncontrolled hypertension, will help you keep your numbers within normal range.
Mm-hmm.
If it's drug use and alcohol intake, you're being, you know, weaned out of that and you're getting control over that. So largely, like I said, the only thing you don't have control over, minimal control over,
mm-hmm.
is chromosomal anomalies, but I had mentioned that you can test for these now.
Okay.
Yes.
And would you advise a couple who have had a miscarriage to both get tested? You know, the husband's sperm gets analyzed, and then of course the wife, the wife's history is taken to make sure that. Or is this something that already happens? If a couple has a miscarriage, is the husband also brought in to be tested to ensure that I'm hesitant to say fault because it's not really anyone's fault,
yes.
But to trace the root causes, I'm looking for a word that doesn't put blame on anyone.
I do understand what you mean. So it's more like to investigate the reason.
Yes.
To investigate the cause.
Yes.
So typically, your history is taken. Typically, we don't try to, you know, pin down, you know, from the history we are able to analyze. However, mm-hmm. it is possible to have genetic testing,
mm-hmm.
okay, to see, okay, could it be that
mm-hmm.
you two are not compatible, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I hadn't mentioned, will I say types now?
Mm-hmm.
So there are two things. When I say types, so, yes, so let me see, not types. Would I say reason? Is reason the same thing as cause? Reason is the same thing as cause.
Just say what you want to say. We'll understand it. Because we have 2 minutes before we have to take a break. So just say it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So when a miscarriage happens,
mm-hmm.
what you need to do, what is best practice to do, mm-hmm. is to analyze the product that was brought out.
Okay, I see.
That is standard practice, but we don't do that here in Nigeria.
Why?
We hardly do that.
Why?
Because a lot of people say it's gone, try again. Maybe when you're pregnant again, we try and figure it out and prevent it from happening.
Okay.
But sometimes we see that pregnancy did not really form.
Okay.
Called a molar pregnancy. So we know that how many chromosomes? 23. So a sperm cell has 23 chromosomes. Mm-hmm. Egg cell has 23 chromosomes. So when it comes together, you get 46.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes it's not 46. Sometimes it's still only 23.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a molar pregnancy. And you can only diagnose that from a
post-mortem
scan,
of sorts.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Also having to do a histology and a post-mortem of sorts to determine and say this was a molar pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
Also, sometimes, you know, the fetus doesn't fully even develop.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and so you have an intrauterine fetal demise. So it doesn't even. So until you do that, and you say, okay, this thing stopped to develop long ago.
Mm.
You don't know what to do.
Mm.
Exactly. And then sometimes it's a blighted ovum.
Okay.
The embryo never even fully formed in the first place.
Okay. Okay,
yes, so,
and these are only things that can be found out if, you know, the couple have the mental energy to go through like a post-mortem, yes. process. And
yes.
Of course, this could help them if they want to get pregnant again, if they know what happened with the first one, and, you know, if they want to get pregnant again, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll keep talking to the facility manager at One Wellness Center. Her name is Dr. Chibuki Ayigbe. Lagos, if you have questions, I know you've been calling. I know. I'm sorry. After the break, as soon as we come back from the break, we'll go straight to the phone lines, straight to your messages on social media so that we can talk to you and just you and have your questions come out as hot as they are straight to our doctor on the show today. And she can answer all the questions you have about miscarriages. One of the big questions I have about miscarriages is, how soon can you try again after you've lost a baby through a miscarriage? When is it advised for you to try again? Dr. Chibuki will answer that question as well as yours after this break. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Today on the show, we're asking about miscarriages. This is The Glass Ceiling on Hard Facts, and I've got the facility manager at One Wellness Center, Dr. Chibuki Ayigbe. She's been answering our questions on the show today. Dr. Chibuki, let's talk about some of the questions that we have received so far on WhatsApp. But before we go to them, after a miscarriage, how long is the couple advice to wait before they try again, considering the physical and mental toll that it takes on some couples, especially the women?
Okay, so I can say physically, a woman can get pregnant 2 weeks after a miscarriage because she can ovulate immediately after, and if she's had sexual intercourse, she can get pregnant. Medically, we advise for 6 weeks. And because we say that even for a pregnancy that's been carried to term, we believe that the body has been able to go back to its pre-pregnancy state, all right? Now, mentally, we cannot say at 6 weeks, oh, yeah, come, it's time to come and try again. There's really no set time because, I mean, you can only achieve, you can only be pregnant and have a happy pregnancy only when you're mentally ready.
Right.
So, so it's from couple to couple, right, until a couple is mentally ready.
Yeah. That's a great answer. I love that she says physically your body can give you belle after 2 weeks after the loss of the pregnancy. Medically, the recommendation is to wait 6 weeks because your body needs to return to its pre-pregnancy state. Mentally, however, it differs from couple to couple. All right, we've got messages on WhatsApp, so let's take a look at some of them. This one here says, I was 2 months plus and I started bleeding. I went for an ultra scan which revealed that a collapsed gestational sac. Please, what is that? Even though I lost the pregnancy. First of all, I'm so sorry that you lost that pregnancy. But doctor, she's asking, what is that?
So that is an intrauterine fetal death. Okay. So sorry about your pregnancy again. The fetus died. The fetus did not continue with life.
Okay.
And it could be for any of the myriad of reasons that we've mentioned earlier on. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. However, there are some types of miscarriages. So she was just bleeding. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that would be an incomplete miscarriage, medically speaking, because she was already losing some products of conception, but some were still retained. Now, there are different types of miscarriages. Okay. It can be a threatened miscarriage, okay?
What's a threatened miscarriage?
It's threatening to happen. There's bleeding. But the cervix is intact. Remember I talked about how the cervix is the neck of the womb and it holds pregnancy in?
Lagos, if you're watching live on Facebook and YouTube, she's doing the thing again with the cervix and her hand. Okay. So you should see what she's doing.
In a threatened miscarriage, right, the cervix is closed.
Okay.
Your pregnancy might actually continue to term. So when that happens, you're bleeding, the doctor advises you to have bed rest and all of that. Mm-hmm. Then you can have an inevitable miscarriage. An inevitable miscarriage is when that cervix is open. Okay. So you're having the cramping, you're having the bleeding. But once the cervix is open, it will not close until everything has come out.
Okay.
So that is inevitable. You really can't do anything about it. What what your medical doctor can do is even just aid you so that the whole process ends very fast.
Right.
And then you can have an incomplete miscarriage where there's retained products of conception, just like in this case, mm-hmm, okay? Mm-hmm. And then you can have a complete miscarriage. I think the lady from last week who called and said that she had a miscarriage, mm-hmm, and her mother told her not to have, go to the hospital, mm-hmm, or to do any manual aspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Evacuation, okay. Mm-hmm. So she had a complete, so she was lucky. Mm-hmm. She lost all the products of conception. Nothing was there. And mm-hmm, it's a very rare event. Mm-hmm. And you know, I mentioned that if you ever do have a miscarriage at any point in time, you need to have a scan, mm-hmm, to see what is left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because if you have a miscarriage and not everything comes out, mm-hmm, it jeopardizes your chance of getting pregnant again.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have what we call a missed miscarriage, where the embryo dies,
mm-hmm,
and you never see it. Hmm. So you can't just, it disappears, I would say.
Okay.
Right?
It's reabsorbed into your body.
Yes, the body reabsorbs it.
Hmm.
Yeah. And then, yeah, that's basically all those kinds.
Okay. All right, Lagos, let's talk. 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Thank you for calling us.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening.
This is Chinenwa calling.
Welcome, Chinenwa.
Hello, Doctor. Good evening.
Hi, good evening, Chinenwa.
I hear I don't know what I hear well, when she said that miscarriage, as in what can cause miscarriage is hypertension, can cause miscarriages.
Yes, sometimes.
So now, hello?
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Let us reverse it. Can miscarriage, when somebody has miscarriage, can it lead to hypertension? That's number one question.
Okay.
You get my point?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And number two question is, when she was discussing about chromosomal abnormalities,
mm-hmm,
what I want to ask is, in abnormal cell division,
mm-hmm,
can it cause an infector syndrome? As in, when a woman, instead of having XX chromosome,
mm-hmm,
the person will now have XXY chromosome. Or a man, yes, having XY chromosome, the, mm-hmm, man will now have XYY chromosome. That's number two.
Ah.
So number three question.
That's number three. My guy.
Number three question is,
uh-huh,
I will see some parents,
uh-huh,
with chromosome abnormalities,
uh-huh,
again.
Uh-huh.
Some parents that are tall, the two genes, the man and the woman that are tall, they will now give birth to all these achondroplastic dwarfs. Is, okay, it that abnormal chromosome abnormality that can lead to those things?
Okay.
That's my question.
All right. Thank you very much for calling to ask those questions. I've made a note of them. We'll take a call from Kehinde because he keeps calling and I want to hear what he's calling about. Kehinde, okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So my question is about the Rexos incompatibility.
Mm-hmm.
So take, for example, a woman has gotten pregnant and then she aborted before she got married and the antibodies are already triggered.
Mm-hmm.
So is it still possible for that woman to have kids, because it's already the antibodies have been triggered and they can attack any pregnancy she gives. So what are there medical solutions to that?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. So, doctor, the final caller, we'll start with that because that's something you've already answered before. The final caller, Kehinde, joining us from Finland, was asking when the antibodies have been activated for a woman who is who has Rexos incompatibility with her husband, right, or the baby, is there something medically that can be done to help that woman or help her with future pregnancies and stuff like that? Now, you've answered this before, but perhaps he wasn't listening at the time, but please answer it again.
So what happens is that you take an injection can be given
mm-hmm,
that prevents that antibody from expelling the
fetus.
The fetus, okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And and that's because if you've had a previous miscarriage, if you've not had a previous miscarriage, and you do, the injection can be given just as you've had that first child.
Mm.
Before the sensitization happens.
Mm-hmm.
But once you've had that first child,
mm-hmm,
you take the injection to prevent the antibodies from forming.
Mm.
If you know you were, would I use the word unfortunate, or you were unable to do that,
mm-hmm,
then what happens is that in your next pregnancy,
mm-hmm,
there's a short window
where
before your you take that injection, exactly.
What's the injection called?
It's called Rogam.
Rogam, okay. So back to our first call from Chinee. Chinee says, can miscarriages lead to hypertension?
So let's not forget, miscarriage is a pregnancy. So it's a type of pregnancy. So it is a pregnancy that has resulted in the loss. So miscarriage is a loss of pregnancy before the age of viability.
Mm-hmm.
Let's remember.
Mm-hmm.
I think in this episode, we should have started by defining what miscarriage is. So miscarriage is pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we do know that pregnancy is a hemodynamic state. And by hemodynamic, I mean that the body has a lot of increasing in fluid, reducing in fluid. There's a lot of fluctuation that happens.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the body is almost in an overworking stage where it's actually doing more than it normally would.
Does, yeah.
That's almost there's hormones going up and down, fluid levels going up and down.
Right.
So remember what hypertension is,
mm-hmm,
okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hypertension is the result of cardiac output and peripheral perfusion So let me explain. Blood pressure is the pressure that is this is the volume of blood that's coming out of the heart,
mm-hmm,
okay? Mm-hmm. Or there's peripheral restriction. So if we look at a tap, for example, a blood pressure is... If you open a tap, okay, if you have a pipe,
mm-hmm,
and you have a tap,
mm-hmm,
if the tap hole is small, you know the pressure is going to come up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the force at which that water comes out of the tap.
Mm.
That's the cardiac output. That's the pressure.
Okay.
But remember that the tap can be very big.
Okay.
It can be big enough that water, if you open it, it's not going to come out with a lot of force.
Mm.
But if the pipe that is leading to that tap, if there's a blockage
from rusting or anything,
mm-hmm, it will affect the way that water will come out at the end.
Right.
Something, your pumping machine is going to force it out through that blockage.
Mm.
So all that is what blood pressure really is.
Mm.
So and remember, so I'm saying hypodynamic state, there's a lot of fluid going in, going out. The level of your blood is lot.
Yeah.
So your body is not in the regular physiological state.
Right.
You could have hypertension because miscarriage is just a result of a pregnancy.
Right.
You can either give birth to a live fetus,
mm-hmm,
or you have a miscarriage.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Able to.
I think that answers that question. So for her second question, she was talking about abnormal cell division. She said, can it, now I didn't hear the last of what she was talking about.
I think she mentioned Klinefelter.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, yes.
Yes, uh-huh. Can it lead to that?
Yes. So Klinefelter is another type of, chromosomal anomaly.
Okay.
Yes, it could. So abnormal cell division can lead to miscarriage.
Mm-hmm.
And then she also now, I think the third question I remember was achondroplasty.
Yes.
That's a form of...
of dwarfism.
Mm-hmm. It's a form of dwarfism,
yes,
where the bone plates are stunted,
mm-hmm,
and do not expand as they should.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only chromosomal abnormalities that will result in a miscarriage are those that are not compatible with life.
Mm-hmm.
I'd mentioned this, and achondroplasty is compatible with life.
Okay.
Very strong life. So the baby comes out with a very good APGAR score,
mm-hmm,
if there was no problem during.
Okay.
And then that pretty much answers the question. So even if the pregnancy is carried to term, and the fetus has a chromosomal abnormality, the child doesn't stay alive more than 48 hours after birth,
okay,
because it really is not compatible with life.
Not viable. Okay. We've got a message here on WhatsApp. Sandra, my own happened 3 times. In fact, one just happened 3 days ago. I'm tired. My wife is O negative. We have a child 3 years ago. We're trying to get a second one. I'm trying all I can. All of them is miscarriage. I don't know the cause. Where is the O negative? Doctor should help me out, please. First of all, I'm really sorry about the miscarriages that you and your wife have suffered. But yes, Doc, you have a question?
So he only mentioned his wife's blood group and rhesus factor. He didn't mention his. So he needs to find out what his is.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
That can also, so if he's positive, then it could be the rhesus incompatibility that we talked about.
Okay.
That could be a reason. Yes.
Yes. Okay. We've got a few other people calling into the show. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, President Sanga.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Please, I'm Comrade Solomon Oka.
Welcome, Comrade.
Calling you from Ogijo.
Good to have you on the show.
Please, I want to ask you on behalf of a lady.
Okay.
She's 50s now.
Okay.
And she's always complaining about different types of ailments, fever, malaria, pains here and there, headaches and all this. So maybe we're talking about, maybe is it because of menopause when a woman is there. So I don't understand. Let me just call onto this program as, you know, it's like your guest there who may have an input about what I want to ask about.
Okay. So again, to understand, she's always ill. She's always she has fevers all the time. She has malaria symptoms all the time, and she's in her 50s. Has she gone to a hospital? Has she seen a doctor?
Yes.
What did the doctor say?
She has taken various malaria treatment, yet she still have the lapas. After the 2 weeks time, then you will go to headache, from headache to pains in the stomach, here and there in the waist, or something like that.
Okay. Has she done any tests? Did the doctors recommend tests?
Did some tests. Okay. Did some, the nurse, I think the doctor did some tests, and he said it was typhoid and malaria. Then I think that was it. That was just all.
Okay.
Then he said, okay, you get some drugs and get some drugs for her.
All right. Keep listening. The doctor wants to talk. Keep listening. Doctor, go ahead.
Okay, so, sir, sorry about your wife, but unfortunately, the symptoms you've explained are very vague symptoms.
Yeah.
They are symptoms across a lot of physical and mental ailments. Mm-hmm. However, I'll just say 2-3 things. First, and because you mentioned nurse, you mentioned doctor, I want to be sure that you're going to a hospital and you're seeing the right professional. So not a pharmacist, not a nurse, not a midwife, but a hospital, okay, that is HEMA certified. Mm-hmm. That's one. Two, as we age, as the human body ages, there are some ailments that come. So you also, that come with age. So you had mentioned back pain, you've mentioned
waist
always
pain,
getting tired,
fevers, headaches.
Now, some of these symptoms actually do come with age. So we always ask you to, we always advise that you stay active. And there are some bone degenerations that will occur with age. Like you would have the bones in your back, around your spinal column, the middle of your back, they are not, they've been grinding against each other for a very long time.
50 years.
They start to erode. So you would see cases of chronic pain. So you really need to get evaluated by a doctor. So you would have a physical exam. You would take your history properly, have a physical examination, and run direct laboratory investigations for you, for us to be able to determine the best line of, you know, action and even get a diagnosis, if at all.
Okay, now we have just 1 minute left. I know, I hate it. I know. But we do have only 1 minute left, and I have one final question. There are those who claim that miscarriages are as a result of witchcraft or juju or somebody tying your womb in the village or Banje or Abiku. What do you say to people like that, or to beliefs such as that? We've got just 1 minute.
And to round up, I'll say that I want to assume that people who believe that also know that miscarriages don't only happen in our locality here.
What do you mean by
miscarriages happen Obodo Ibo? Miscarriages happen abroad where there's no Obanje chasing them. Okay. So it's important, it's okay to believe that Obanje is, or your mother-in-law or your father-in-law, nobody's going to mess with that belief. I don't believe that, but everybody is entitled to their belief. Mm-hmm. But for whatever is worth, I advise, I encourage that if you're having recurring miscarriages, you should have it investigated in a medical facility, in a hospital, and you should see a gynecologist who can help you drill down the reason and help you carry a child to term.
Okay. Dr. Chibuki Aigbe is the facility manager at One Wellness Center. Dr. Chibuki, thank you so much for your time. If there's popular demand to bring you back so that you can answer a few more questions about about miscarriages, I will disturb you where I used to disturb you. But thank you so much for your time. I've learned so much. I'm sure Lagos has learned a lot as well. Thank you for your time. Have a great evening.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Bye-bye. Lagos, let's talk about your experience trying to get Naira next, shall we? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
After this.
So the way you this is...
Where are that criminal? Eh? You must pay my rent today.
Oga landlord, calm down.
Hey, officer, Dakun, I beg you to your loan. Before you carry this criminal go, make him pay my rent first too.
Oga landlord, them know they carry me go anywhere. In fact, now my personal security be this. My life don't change. Your wife been tell me say when I want sell the house for 150 million naira. Take out. Now the cash be this.
Yay! Na lie, yo!
Na true, Oga landlord. With the one win for Mega Millions Naija Lottery. Ha! My life will change, yo!
Mega Millions Lottery!
Hey, we'll be sonny. How are fit play now?
Oh, na don't hear am. Oh, yeah, sharply visit www.megamillionsnaija.com to register, play, and win. Mega
This message is brought to you by Mega Millions Naija. Play it, win it. Not for those under 18.
Wake up, sleepyhead. It's Girls Day Out.
Fine. What's the plan for today?
Okay, so we have a 9 a.m. hair and nail appointment at the salon. At 3 p.m., we're going to watch the new superhero movie. Have drinks with Emeka and his friend at 6. At 8, we're going to try out the new restaurant at the mall and...
Eh? All that in one day? How?
Easy, my love. Start your day with a bowl of cereal made specially with Olympic milk.
And let's get going.
Enjoy the goodness of Olympic milk to own your day. Olympic milk. Stay active.
Look around you. You'll realize that we are all we have. Our heritage, passion, and shared ambition for a great future is what keeps us going. And that's why we choose Verve Card, Nigeria's number one payment card. The first indigenous payment card out of Africa and accepted in over 180 countries. Trusted for everything and anything payment, empowering you to live the good life. Ask your bank for a Verve Card and Verve Up today.
Verve. Enjoy the good life. With stories from the hearts of Africans across the continent, New Central puts Africa first on DSTV channel 422. This is where the continent's news, politics, business, sports, entertainment, lifestyle, and more come alive.
It is our right to fight for justice for this continent.
Follow us at New Central TV on all socials. Also visit our website, www.newcentral.africa. New Central TV on DSTV, channel 422. Africa first.
Everyone is at the table for lunch. Mom is bringing in the jollof rice. And then...
John!
Sorry, Mom.
Hello? Can I order some jollof rice to be delivered?
Mama saves the day. Lunch is here.
Mom, I got some Coke too.
Just come and eat, Joe.
Cook up memorable moments because family lunch and an ice cold Coke make a recipe for wonder. Coca-Cola, real wonder.
Thanks for calling, Bastion.